With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. An early forecast shows water supplies in the Colorado River Basin are likely to be lower than normal this year. As Luke Runyon explains, that's despite high snowpack in the Rocky Mountains.
It all goes back to the fall. States that rely on the Colorado River also rely on monsoonal rains that are supposed to arrive like clockwork in late summer. But that didn't happen in 2019, leaving soil throughout the region sapped of moisture. Cody Moser is a forecaster with the Colorado Basin River Forecast Center.
And it ended up being the ninth driest and third hottest monsoon on record, dating back to 1895.
Dry soil soaks up snowmelt before it can reach rivers and streams. And that's what's leading to the forecast of a lessened runoff for the Upper Colorado River this year. There are still a few months for that to change. Snowpack doesn't usually hit its peak until early April. I'm Luke Runyon.
State lawmakers kicked off another legislative session yesterday that promises to feature clashes over a public health care option, road funding, and many other topics. Scott Franz has more.
This is the final year Democrats are guaranteed to control both chambers at the Capitol before the November elections. Democratic House Speaker Casey Becker used her opening day speech to outline an ambitious agenda. It includes passing a paid family leave proposal, which stalled last year.
We need stakeholders on every side of this issue to return to the discussion and work out a paid family leave program that is fiscally sustainable.
But Republicans are vowing to try to block several Democratic priorities. Patrick Neville leads the minority in the House.
If a new payroll tax is imposed under the guise of a fee to establish a state family leave bureaucracy, we'll fight it.
Some of the first bills dropping today would create a new state park near Trinidad, boost grant funding to rural areas, and forgive student loans for Colorado students who stay in state after college. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
A film that explores global water scarcity comes to Aspen this weekend. Kristen Kay reports the documentary Sustainable Nation looks at how solutions forged in Israel could help other areas facing a water crisis.
Israeli Raphael Shor, executive producer of Sustainable Nation, says his country was forced to get creative when it came to its own water shortage.
We're living in a desert. We've got one little lake that doesn't provide enough for all of our needs. So how are we going to solve this problem?
Solutions include recycling wastewater at the highest rate in the world, using drip irrigation for agriculture, and even using aquatic plants as filtration systems. Those are just some of the ideas three Israeli experts bring to different water-poor areas, including a farm in California facing historic drought, in Sustainable Nation. It will be screened at the ISIS Theater in Aspen on Sunday at 7:30 and will be followed by a Q&A with Shore and ACES CEO Chris Lane. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
Wildlife officials have discovered evidence of wolves living in northwestern Colorado after hunters reported a suspected pack and residents found a scavenged elk carcass. The Colorado's Parks and Wildlife Department announced the discovery yesterday. Officials say it was the first time in a few years multiple wolves were seen traveling together in Colorado. The announcement comes days after state election officials placed a measure to reintroduce wolves on this year's ballot. I'm Molly Dove. Aspen Public Radio News.